Well, good morning. And are we well? We're missing Grace here, not too well today, right? Ours also not in the best of health. How are we today? Reasonable? Good. And other here, we're here. Good. What do people wish each other at this time of year? Catherine.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, and sung beautifully there. A nice jingle. Absolutely. Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas, Happy New Year. Good. Well, that's sorted then, isn't it? We'll all have a Happy New Year. I'll stop speaking now. Everything's fine, yes? No, it doesn't always quite happen like that. Well, I mean, what sort of Happy Christmas might some people be having today? Stanley.
The one that is consumed by present opening.
Well, there's one consumed by present opening. That's beautifully worded. I like that. I can think of people for whom to wish them a Happy Christmas, they would go like that. What can Christmas be like for some people? Molly.
It could just be like a piece of rubbish which they kick around and don't really celebrate it.
Maybe they don't really celebrate it. Doesn't mean anything.
It can cause problems like put people into debt because they think that they have to have like presents for people because to fit in and that, and then it puts them into debt and so then they get problems.
Absolutely. They could be thinking the new year. I'm going to have to sort out these debts that I've racked up here because of all that I've spent for Christmas. Not such a happy new year, perhaps not such a happy Christmas. What about people travelling at the moment? Wish them a happy Christmas, everything will be fine for them, won't it? Ah, what's been happening? Travelling. How have the airports been? Stanley.
All the snows stopped, like, any movement in the airport, so there's been about hundreds of cancellations.
People sleeping at the airport. Happy Christmas. Ooh, dear, not so sure about that one there. Just to wish it doesn't actually make it come true, does it, for everybody? And there'll be a lot of people who are on their own this Christmas and rather sad. And perhaps they used to be in touch with their family, now they're not. And rather than this be a happy time, it's rather a sad time. Or people who have tried to get somewhere and they wanted to go away and their plane was cancelled and they've been told, well, we might get you away by January the 3rd, maybe. And they think, well, that's no good. I wanted to be there by now. So just wishing the words, they're the nice words to wish, doesn't actually make it all happen. Or, well, we mentioned Christ. Happy Christmas. Well, that'll make it all different, won't it? We just mentioned Jesus' name there. That'll make it different, won't it? Will it? Will it?
No.
Stanley.
Some people put like Xmas, which start crossing out.
It is, isn't it? He disappears altogether from it there. It's hard enough to find him, isn't it? So with everything else going on, let alone when people then just remove the Christ out of Christmas and just put an X there. You see, you need something more, don't you, to really be happy. You need someone. Not just his name, but that person where. Where do we need him? On a card somewhere? Or wishing people Happy Christmas? Where do we need him, Molly?
In your heart.
In your heart, don't we? We need him there. To have a Happy Christmas and a Happy Boxing Day and a Happy December the 27th and a Happy December the 28th and on and on and on. To really know the blessings of God. Where is true happiness? That's where they are. It doesn't mean big smile every day. You can be sick and yet you're still blessed in your soul. You can find everything going wrong and still be blessed in your soul. You can find everything might be stacked up against you. Yet if you know Christ, oh, indeed, there's some happiness there in your soul, true and lasting joy, which doesn't come because you just wish it for people or make it sort of seem as if everything's just fine. It's the reality of knowing Jesus Christ who came into the world. So I'm going to wish you, indeed, I trust you will have a blessed Christmas. But rather than just say Happy Christmas, I'm going to say may God bless you this Christmas and tomorrow and the day after that and on into the new year and on, that he may be the blessedness of your heart, the joy of your soul, for you the most choice and best of things that you know, and that you may truly have that happiness that counts, happiness of soul. So may God bless you, and Grace as well at home there. We'll trust that she'll enjoy the day even so, and the good things we're going to eat. And we're going to sing, appropriately, hymn number 274. 274, Joy to the World.